Oh, she's getting bossy now. She's going to tell you off in a minute. They could blow here. That's a good chance. We have dogs in the studio.
I feel like whenever a dog like goes real still,
yeah,
they're going to fucking fight.
Yeah. And Indy will still win.
Yeah. It's purely a size game here. It's just like the size difference is too substantial.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like there's why there's weight classes in fighting. Yeah.
The big dog. Yeah.
It's like every now and then, don't get me wrong, the little guy might fuck up the big dude, but yeah. You know,
more often than not,
the odds are stacked in the favor of the big dog.
Yeah, like when you land a monster overhand right and the person just keeps working forwards and then knocks you out two rounds later. Fucking Jason.
Yeah. Can confidently be part of a very select crew who've knocked out Ben.
Yeah. Very select crew being one person ever.
I've been knocked out by my mate.
Yeah, I think it's the only fight I've ever lost.
Yeah, okay. I haven't really been in any fight.
It talks more to how many fights I got in.
Yeah.
Than my impressiveness as a fighter.
Yeah, I haven't really been in many. And this probably isn't a podcast to be talking about it, but...
We need to have fun here too. Yeah. Not just for barbells and banter.
This is also fun. Yeah. Also, just... Yeah.
No, I reckon I've only been in one real fight.
Yeah.
We had a carload of guys jump out of a car, try and beat the shit out of us, drugged off their heads.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I was. I think I kind of cheated though.
How do you kind of cheat in a fight?
Well, look. I may or may not have, and this could be a fictional story.
Yeah.
In case this goes anywhere, I may or may not have had a cruiser bottle in my hand when I threw said punch.
Oh right. Jesus.
But yeah.
That's dangerous for both people though.
Look.
Yeah, just in the heat of the moment.
At the end of the day, there was one less person we had to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny story. Let's tell that story because it's actually pretty funny. So in this hypothetical situation, that guy may or may not have lost all four of his front teeth in the exchange.
Yeah.
So then the police came back and were like, okay, so who hit him? Because his parents are talking charges, blah, blah, blah. And I was like... I played cricket with the cop, small town things. And I'm like, I hit him. He's like, did he hit you first? I'm like, only 6 times. He's like, okay, I'll deal with it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So 12 months later, I get a message from my then ex-girlfriend that some guy had like come up and hit on her at a party. And she's like, what happened to your teeth? Yeah, it turns out it was the same guy. Ugh. I was like, I win. Yeah, so he never got him replaced.
Teeth are one of those things. It doesn't matter how expensive it is.
Yeah, we had that conversation on the weekend.
Man.
Yeah,
doing it.
We were in a...
Yeah. Teeth is like, you know, we have the hair conversation. Yeah. Us blokes now getting on.
Mm-hmm.
The hair's like, I could lose it. Yeah. I'd be a little bit devastated, but I'll be okay.
Yeah.
The teeth? Nah.
Missing teeth.
I'll take another loan out.
I said to my wife, we saw just a lady that was missing a couple of teeth. And I was like, I would give up so much.
If that right tooth here is gone now, you look like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Instantly.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden, this like shirt that you've got, it's like, oh, it could be stolen. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's not a high-end flannel anymore. It's a fucking yobbo.
Yeah, it's like, did you take that from like a Selvo's bin or something? Like... Yeah, it's the whole thing changes.
Yeah,
it's
100%.
Like, oh, geez, Ben's had a hard life, guys.
Yeah, the crew cut. Fuck. Yeah, short back
just changes size. Everything.
Yeah, it was like obviously they were from a lower end socioeconomic, like just like you said, what they were wearing, all that kind of stuff. But I was like, man, I'd eat tuna and baked beans.
Yeah.
To pay off whatever I had to pay off.
Yeah.
To
I mean, I don't know how much it costs to like get teeth, but I assume it's not cheap. No.
Don't know.
I know people go overseas to get it done.
Invisalign was $5,000.
I feel like instantly teeth's like the vet.
Mm.
It's just like
jack it up.
It's just like it's this much.
Yeah.
And you have to fucking pay it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Speaking of Invisalign, I took a photo while we were out on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, my teeth have moved.
Are you still doing it?
So you have to wear it every night. You're supposed to.
How long do you wear them for?
Just
or forever?
No. So just usually it's about 6 months, depends on the severity.
Ew.
So I hope she didn't mind won't be talking about it, but Morgan that we had on the podcast from Penny Finance, hers were, I think it was like 9 months.
He could have said someone you know.
Yeah, fuck it. No, but it's like related to the people.
No, no, I get it. It's just funny. The OGs, like, oh, I don't know if they want me to talk about it. I'll just drop their name anyway.
Just giving her a shout out, mate. Yeah, promo. Cool. Best brokers around. That's so, yeah, hers was a little bit longer. I also, like, it was the first lot I got was 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, so basically you get, you're supposed to change the thing, the plates every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But then when I went back, she's like, you're responding really well. How are you going with the pain? You
hyper responder.
Just once. Just something finally. What's your skill set? I can move my teeth pretty easily.
Oh, that's so good.
I have a high threshold to mouth pain. Awesome.
He's found his calling.
So, yeah, they were like, yeah, because you're handling the pain and stuff fine, you can go to weekly if you want. Because basically the first 3 days is pretty agonizing, and then after that, you're fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember, like, I didn't take him with me to Europe. This was 4 weeks. And then I reckon I've worn them maybe twice in the last 3 weeks. And yeah, putting them on, I think I put them on Sunday night after I took the photo. I was like, oh, fuck. Get the plate back in. Yeah. It's like, oh, the next day.
Do you just have to wear them? But do you have to wear that forever?
At night, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Your teeth will just move back.
Yeah, just shift.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how long it'll take till they don't.
They stop, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, if these plates get wrecked, I'll just go get another one. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it's like better than braces.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You know, they're like...
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Word. I feel bad for everyone that had braces in high school now that Invisalign.
Steph had braces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just when I first met her. So savage.
When I first met her. So we look at her pictures.
Yeah.
That's why she never smiles.
Yeah. It's and that's the other thing with, like, braces is the impact is, like, you get nice teeth.
Yeah.
And then you never show your teeth.
Yeah, because you're a you teenager spend all the with time. Braces. Yeah.
And you're so self-conscious about it. It's a, yeah.
That's nuts.
It's a shit cycle.
But yeah, no fights for me though.
Yeah, well, that was the only, like,
lover. Don't punch on
the only big one.
As much as people probably don't believe that, it's true.
The other ones, I've honestly, I'm not proud of it.
Yeah,
I've just been like, I wouldn't say bullies, but like persistent annoyance.
Yeah,
consistently over time that I'm a bit like Indy. Mm-hmm. Shadow annoys her for long enough. It's like, okay. This is happening.
Yeah.
And it's usually just one, and then everyone walks away.
Like, yeah.
That's enough. Don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I hung out with a lot of bad eggs. Mm. Whoa, some of the baddest you would even think of.
Yeah.
Like, real bad. But I was never the one.
Yeah.
Because so, I was like the good boy whose parents split up, and then I was a rebel.
So you hung out with,
And I hung out with actual bad kids.
Yeah. I was lucky not to fall into that group.
Yeah.
Yeah. We spoke about, obviously, on the episode the other day, like, I just found... When that shit happened, I've just found a good bunch of people.
Yeah, you're lucky.
And I think also, as much as I hate it now, my inability to get jacked, being me and my best mate would have been less than 110 kilos combined at 17. Yeah. Like,
yeah, so you're not a threat.
So, it's, well, even if we were, it's like we're just leaving.
So we
went through this era where I grew up, which is shouts out to Shepparton, that from maybe halfway through 16 till 18 and beyond, to be honest, but all our underage parties were obviously full of alcohol.
Yeah.
And we got down to like two places that would actually host us because it just got so violent. Yeah. I remember we had one party that made the news down here. Someone put their invites on coloured paper because, like, that'll be enough that no one will copy them. And they went to every school. And I remember standing there with my girlfriend at the time, my mate and his partner. There was two girls in front of us that had each other by the hair and just, like, let go of the hair and swing.
Yeah.
I think we counted 6 fights simultaneously at one party.
Yeah, it's wild.
And we... at this, so, we were just like, yep, Dad, come get us. Kicked off, and it was pretty much like you could put money down if it hadn't kicked off by the time when the lights went on, everyone like realized, like, oh, we haven't fought
yet. We need a punch on,
wild, nuts. Crazy. I've seen crazy shit, man.
Yeah,
butcher's knives, Yeah. Kids get like, you know, in the movies where you see the guys get like pushed into the glass and slid.
Yeah.
Something that happened on a brick wall.
Yeah.
Just crazy. But I think
when you're young, I feel like you just don't give a fuck.
You don't understand the consequences.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Seen some crazy shit.
Yeah. I used to hang out with some bad eggs and I got pinned up against the youth bus.
Yeah.
With a guy who was going to hit me over the head with a bottle.
Fuck.
Just because I was friends with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. The wrong
and then
guy.
He's like, hey, nah, he's my mate. And he's like, oh, sorry, bro. And then I was like, that's it. I'm out. Oh, and I saw this kid. He was the smallest dude out of everyone.
Yeah.
And he just pulls these two axes out of his pants. And he's like, all right, let's go. And I was like, I need to go home.
I'm going to go home now.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm not. Like, fuck. Yeah, we're all like, you know, we all come from like pretty fucked up families like at the time.
Yeah, but this is too much.
It's like, I'm not that fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then it was just like, I need new friends.
I watched this kid walk into a party. He was 2 years younger than most of the people at the party. He had another kid, but a person on each limb. Yeah. Four people. And he just walked. It was a Maori kid and just walked through this gate, found the guy he was looking for.
Yeah.
In the chin yeah. and left. And yeah. I was just like,
I feel there's some really wild. Big parallels from my childhood to yours.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how far away we were.
Yeah. And we found each other.
Yeah, that's yeah. it.
He ended up in a car chase on the Hume, in yeah, a helicopter yeah. and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you keep tabs of people from school?
So my best mate.
Do you just keep, nobody, do you keep tabs on, like you don't actually you nah. see? Yeah, neither.
No. When I drive to Shepparton, I drive to either my family's house or my mate's house, and then I leave.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people out there probably think I'm not around.
Yeah.
Probably think I didn't make it. Yeah. Especially teachers. Yeah. I'll say in a step, I go, do you ever just have the kids where you're just like, they're fucking not going to make it?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, look, no. But she's like, you can tell the ones that have troubled lives yeah. because you can you see it because it goes from home to school.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I 100% know that there were like
yeah, it's definitely staff teachers members that think about me. Yeah.
At lunchtime like, this dude, this kid,
yeah.
he's not going to make it. Spent half of year 10 at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Only they can see me now, but doing these ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had a couple of people that have popped up. It's like, yeah, there's one in particular, like this girl I chased for ages, just like popped up in the DMs. I'm like, what are you doing? And yeah, just like, didn't want me, look at me now.
That's
and
it's
like, yeah. The typical like country life as well. You're like, man.
Yep.
Could not have dodged the bullet, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like that kind of thought process.
Is that like the one thing that you would but you did it, so it's not advice you would give yourself.
Mm.
But if you didn't, is that the one thing you would say is like get out?
Yeah. 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 Even I've had friends that have left that either left and did exactly the same thing or left and because obviously Shep was close enough.
Yeah.
That you could like when I first moved here, I had worked in Shep.
Yeah.
So I'd go to uni during the week, go home, go to work, go out, come back.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I started at Phoenix that I actually made friends in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And then I started going out here and built relationships and all that kind of stuff. So I know a lot of people that like came for uni.
Yeah.
And then just didn't really immerse themselves
acclimate
and create a community and stuff. So they obviously just went back.
If you only know what you know, you just go back to it, right?
Yeah. I've got some friends that went back. Just life situations made it much easier for them to be there.
Yeah.
And things like that. But I think experiencing getting out as much as possible is super important.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of stuff. I think like you lived a similar life to me by the sounds. I was having a conversation about with my wife the other week, like you need to become, I don't want to say become conscious because it paints a very bad picture, but you need to step into a moment of awareness at 3 o'clock in the morning in a house that you don't know where the fuck you are or who all these people are. What's up, guys? You're listening to the STC Fit Learning Podcast brought to you by ourselves. feel free to go check out our website, so stcfitlearning.com. On there, we have a bunch of free resources, including how to niche your business, how to actually sell during consults, and a free programming template, plus our business scorecard, which you can go and take and see how you stack up in the industry based on what we think is elite and how to become the best trainer in your gym, in your town, and in the industry. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you take a screenshot and tag us, we really, really appreciate it. It really helps get this message out to help improve our industry and keep people in their personal training careers. Enjoy the app. If you've never had that experience in your life, I think you need to.
Yeah.
And people do that with travel. They do that with like whoever they hang out with. Like I didn't do like the, well, I partied, but I didn't do that partying. You know what I mean? But
I don't know what you talk about.
Europe stories inbound soon. So, yeah, I think that's very important. So, if you don't leave, you have to travel.
I was just about... When you said that, first thing came to my head was traveling.
Yeah. Like, you and I have spoken about it before, and you've sort of said, like, fuck, I always wonder if I should have left the Western suburbs for at least a period of time.
Yeah, yeah. We still talk about it now.
Yeah.
Because we're like, should we have taken off?
Yeah. I think,
but we've traveled the world, and I've seen a lot of the world now.
Yeah, and I think you also, and it's not to be disrespectful to the people that have done it this way. Just personally, the lessons that I've learned and the perspective that I have on life and the world that have come from not doing a top deck or a Kentucky.
Yeah,
and all the people that I know that have done them just came home with Aussie friends.
Yeah, and everything's done for you.
Yeah,
you don't
actually
build the life skills.
Yeah,
or the life skills you could build going out and doing things on your own. Like I say Steph, but I didn't partake in any of the organizations. It was partly my fault.
Yeah.
We missbooked a flight. Mm. So paint this picture, 5 days in Ibiza, already too long.
Yeah.
And then we had to fly out at midnight that night to Greece. Mm-hmm. And that flight was booked for the next day.
Oh,
yeah, so we're at the airport at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
After 5 days in Ibiza. So I fell asleep on the floor in the airport. And apparently, Steph was like, people thought you were dead. Like looking over you, like, is he moving?
Fuck.
Yeah, it's like, and just shit like that. Like, you're just like, fuck, what are we going to do? Like, and you're just like, well, we just got to rough it.
Yeah.
Like, so I spent 24 hours in a airport, like, sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, little bits and pieces like that, you know.
I think also, like, sorry, it's important to acknowledge that sometimes you'll actually have a shit time.
Yeah, it's not
so
great.
I look back at Spain and I'm like, we fucked that up.
Yeah.
Like, I came home from Spain like, meh.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd also just come from Switzerland, which was my favorite place in the whole fucking world.
Yeah.
To travel. Went to Spain and was like, I've got a friend who's in Spain right now watching the stories. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
I didn't
out.
See that. I didn't see that. That looks awesome. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck. Like, because you're not on the tour, you will mess some shit up.
Yeah, but they're going to take you to the good spots.
The best spots, yeah. But you'll also have experiences that you would never have inside that environment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, traveling's good. I think if you don't... You got to experience... I feel like it's just like a degree of independence. Like... It's safe to be in like where you live, and you don't have to move out. You don't have to move too far away from where you live. Like I truly, because like my life wasn't that bad. Like it wasn't to the point where I was like, all this environment is affecting my ability to do things.
Mm.
Like I was just hanging out with the wrong people. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily like every single person in existence where I came from was a bad influence on my life. I was just like, this a group of people. Every time I hang out with them, bad shit happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
I hang out with this particular person.
Yeah.
One individual, still know his fucking name. I'm like,
bad things go down.
The worst things happen. And sometimes I get dragged into it and I didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you got to go, bro.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like, everything kind of drastically turned around.
Yeah. I also, like, I wanted out of Shep early. Like, year 9, year 10, I was like, we were talking about going to Brisbane for uni.
Yeah.
I could just get me the fucking far away from this place as possible.
Yeah.
But it also, similar to you, I think I was like a free range teenager.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, I just left and went and did shit and ended up in crazy situations that just like unsafe ones, safe ones, everything in between.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, was a shit kid, but also wasn't, I was, again, on the fringe of being the shit kid. You know what I mean? Wasn't fucking up too much.
Yeah.
Nothing would get me locked up.
It was enough to know what's...
where the boundaries are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then young enough to not give a fuck sometimes.
Correct. And step over them just a little bit to find out what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think maybe that... I don't know if helps is the right word, but... I often look back at this because I wonder, like, well, what if I had successful... when I say successful, like in business or whatever, like... even just like university graduates. Like I was, I think, the first to go to university out of my family.
Yeah.
So it's like, what if I had parents who I've got mentors and stuff that are Maltese? It's like, I wonder what life would be if you grew up with a parent like that.
Yeah. It's different life, I assume.
How you view values, money, how you view success, how you view access, what you know, what you like. My client took me to Le Mans.
Yeah.
And it was like the Sunday afternoon after the race. I had like, I had Timberland sneakers on, jeans, and our old STC hoodies with the massive fucking flame on it. And I went around the table and I think I was sitting with about $50 million worth of net worth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Across four people. And they're talking about like their property developments, their business expansions. And this guy's like sitting down, like, so what do you do? Tell me. And we just started the mentorship. He's like, oh, that's great. You found a way to scale, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, imagine having that conversation when you were 14. Like, Jason, you want to be a personal trainer. Okay, what does that look like?
Yeah.
How are you going to this?
Yeah.
But then also the flip side of that is like the life experience that I gained by having just
sorting
doing
out.
Whatever. It might have put my success arc. I look at it and I think I'm like 10 years... I would be 10 years further ahead if I was born into that environment.
Yeah.
But I would be 10 years behind in experience.
Yeah.
Like if you still just lived at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I think there's trade-offs in both directions.
Yeah.
And I also wonder, I think the challenge in that environment is having the grit.
As in the environment that...
the comfortable environment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Especially if you're, I guess, getting bankrolled as well.
Yeah, because like we talk about the plan B thing, like don't have the warehouse job.
Yeah.
It's like if you've got no overheads.
Yeah, if mum and dad are bankrolling your ambition, it's pretty...
do you have the grit?
It's not a bad gig.
Yeah, it can kind of go either way, I guess. Like there's obviously people that are like, I'm going to succeed on my fucking own.
Yeah, they got the chip on their shoulder.
Yeah. But it's obviously easy to fall the other way as well.
Yeah, they're still going to be okay though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you be able to send it harder?
Well, yeah, and that's it. Are you willing to send it harder because you don't have the risk?
Yeah. They're the ones that are probably the most dangerous. Not dangerous, like most impactful.
Yeah.
Like they'll, because they're like, well, I can just.
Absolutely send it. Yeah.
This and not
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the mentality I had because it was like, well, I've been incredibly poor. The main part of that is like, I've been really poor, but I was also happy at the same time.
Do you ever think about the gap and how like that's a significant gap that you've covered?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I think of that too.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm nowhere near rich and wealthy and in the top 5% earners in the country.
Yeah.
Top 1%.
Yeah. 280 is one.
No. Yeah. 1%. But the... to close that gap from where we were to here, I think is a really significant difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my wife talk about that all the time.
Yeah. It's something I don't remind myself of a lot. For granted.
You know what I think? I don't know if you see things like this because I know you're a little more just love training, for example.
Yeah.
And... I go philosophy way more than what you do. But I'm curious if you have these thoughts of like, been seeing a lot of stuff like, what's the actual underlying purpose? Like what, and we'll tie this into actually something more valuable than just our stories. Like we're talking about this community thing at the moment. I was listening to a podcast the other day. We have our core values within the business.
Yeah.
And they're like, lead with that, but also lead with a real why. And it's like, the why isn't to tell other people how to run a business so they make money. It's like, how many other people are there out there like us that want us, like we wanted us back then,
yeah,
to get out of, not just like get some sessions or make some money.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you actually pull yourself and change that gap?
Yeah.
How do you...
And do it in a job where people don't think you can.
Yeah.
I know that was one for me.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can fucking make more money than you do in this job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regardless of whether you say it's not a real job or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I think that the underlying purpose is like, it's how, it's why you can, I think you can tell the difference of someone who their purpose is to help people grow and move from, yeah, like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, well, that's my purpose now.
Yeah.
It's like helping people go from where they are right now to improving their circumstances, their life, their perception of themselves, their confidence, mm-hmm, their all of those things.
Yeah.
The first vehicle for that was fitness. The second vehicle for that has been personal training business.
Yeah.
But it's like, no matter what I do, I think that will be a part of it. So we were, yeah, talking like after the AI chat last week that everyone's still freaking out about. It's like, okay, so what if the fitness industry ended? What would you do? Mm. And we've always been asked like, what, where would you go? And I've always been like, into finance. But when I picture it, it's like similar to Penny Finance, getting two name drops in one episode. Similar to what they do, where it's like, come in with no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Here's how to set up your budget. Here's how to manage everything. Here's how to. And take you from maybe not never believing that you could be a homeowner because none, yeah, of your family have, to having a property portfolio.
Yeah.
Like that would get me out of bed every day.
Yeah.
And then I think the other one for me is like the family. Like this, the chip on my shoulder is like, this is the point in my family tree where things were different.
Yeah.
She's become so needy, bro.
Yeah, bad.
Indy is like demanding pats.
Yeah.
Yeah, she started doing that, like grabs you, uses her hand, yeah, to grab you.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I can't wait till Claire gets like this.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
So yeah, that's, none of that was in my plan for today's episode, but that's fun.
You're welcome. Asked one question.
Yeah. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there. And you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. So we've been talking about budgeting,
yeah,
a lot in the content, and just like business management in particular. So everyone... I'm not going to say everyone, but most people right now are probably stressed about their business.
Yeah.
Because now, I'm not going to say why, because you probably lost some clients, probably finding it hard to get new clients, probably doing less good on the phone, probably getting less leads. There's less kickstarts coming. There's less new people in the gym. There's less buy-in on Instagram. Everything feels a little bit slow. And you think it's just you, but it's not. Because Jason's experiencing it. I'm experiencing it. I had a call with Jess yesterday. She's like, I just feel like everything's a bit hard at the moment.
Yeah.
It's harder than it was 2 months ago. And I had already prefaced it because I was same, had a couple of cancellations and stuff. And I was like, oh, everything's just not. It just felt really easy there for a bit. And now it's kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
So I went and had a look through the last 4 years. Of quarter two, so
yeah,
last
moving into quarter, the coldest month, 3
bro,
months, yeah.
This is the only quarter. Granted, obviously,
is the one with May in it, yeah.
Yeah,
we had this fucking conversation last year. Remember with Jamie?
We did. So granted, two of those quarters, we went back into closures.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Of course.
This is our first Q2. Since we've been managing the data that we've grown.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, firstly, knuckles. Secondly,
yeah,
everyone's experiencing the same thing, and this is why it's so important to keep your data.
Yeah. And to fucking show up every week.
So that, yeah, sorry. That was, that's next. So, lost some clients, opened books, didn't all of a sudden have this flood of new inquiries. Granted, like, I've only got a couple of spaces left available. Like, it just all went fine. But I was like, what the fuck's going on? This is weird.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, I heard you say something similar. And then Jess said something similar. I was like, okay. And I've spoken to a few people on Instagram and stuff, like, oh, yeah, it's pretty slow, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, there's a thing happening here. And I didn't realize that we had, like you just pointed out with Jamie last year, the strength culture guys, same experience, same time last year.
Yeah.
So not being, I was like, fuck. Like, put so much effort into launch, new website, all of that. I was like, fuck, maybe I've dropped the ball. I haven't been good enough in whatever. I need to really hone in on that.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, actually, it's just the whole industry is slow right now. Because I was able to actually go back and look at the data.
Yeah.
So you have two choices right now. A.
I feel like you're talking straight at me.
I'm not. But down the fucking
I've got
barrel.
Two choices.
Down the barrel.
I've got two choices, guys.
You had two choices. One. You can accept that it's slow.
Yeah.
Keep things as is and wait for the tide to turn again. And so two approaches. One, continue to do the same amount of work for 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
And understand that you have uneven returns for your efforts over that time, but net over 52 weeks, you're going to get X outcome.
Yeah.
Because you have times when you do the same amount of work and it gets easy and it's really easy, and sometimes you do the same amount of work and it's
really hard. It'll be hard and it'll be low and it'll be easy. Yeah.
So the other option is you can chase it.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling, you probably have no choice.
Yeah.
It's like if you had to make 100 phone calls 3 months ago, now you have to make 200.
Yeah.
To get the same outcome. And that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Or you can just accept it's going to be tough for a little bit. If I keep making my 100 calls day in, day, week in, week out,
I'll come back,
then,
over time it'll...
Because I don't... It's usually like, it's not... People think it's the end of winter. It's not. It's like July.
It's the start.
Because everyone realizes that they've been lazy or put on or whatever.
It's going to take longer than 10 weeks to transform your body.
Correct. Yeah. So, they're basically your options.
Yeah.
If you're struggling, you have to just go. You have to chase it. You have to do more work.
Yeah.
If you are managing your data, you know your numbers, and you have an efficient budget, which is something that the YouTube video is currently out on the YouTube channel.
Are we in June?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last month of the financial year.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Correct. So if you don't have a budget set up, then you're not going to have any... We talk about having business savings put aside all the time.
Mm.
You don't have a backup for now.
Yeah.
So you're stressed about the bills and you're stressed about your own finances. And because when it was good, you were like, it'll never get not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just fucking either keep spending or whatever, behave in a way that's not conducive to long term. Or you've created a lifestyle for yourself that's not sustainable in slow times.
Yeah.
So I think, I know personally, one thing that I did that really changed my stress and anxiety around finances was create a amount of, we call it play money, that I can spend no matter, no questions asked, don't have to speak to Amy about it, just like, this is the money that I have every week to spend and do whatever I want.
Yep.
There's so many options that I could spend that money on. So that's golf and all those types of things. So that for me has meant my lifestyle day to day, week to week, doesn't change in whether it's turbulent or not.
Yeah.
There's still the pressure of like the savings account's not filling up the way it was. And that's still important. But because my living allowance, let's call it, is so relatively low, it doesn't feel like my life changes.
Yeah. I understand that.
Which I think is really important for anyone running a business to find whatever way they can to reduce their anxiety around their money.
Yeah.
Because if you're struggling right now, the way you behave on the phone, the way you behave in the consult, the way you behave everywhere starts to smell a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get desperate.
Yeah.
Like, I need this sale to pay my rent. Yeah. I need this sale.
You
to
even
eat.
Talk about that before you go in.
Yeah.
Rather than like, how am I going to help this person?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just leads to a spiral of.
Especially if you're new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can kind of pull yourself out if you're experienced. It's like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
But if you're new and you're desperate, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, you can fuck that up real quick.
Yeah.
Just from just straight up desperation.
Mm. Yeah.
As good as I am with money.
What's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and tell you guys, remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on, have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode.
Our previous living environment wasn't very conducive to budgeting.
Yeah.
Because we could just save without trying.
Yeah.
Because we bought our house, it was so cheap.
Yeah.
Like, without bragging, it was fucking just, it was like disgustingly cheap.
Yeah.
And then, like, both of us, our incomes grew from like 60K a year to like,
yeah,
you know, six figures, both of us together. So we're in a household of like double six figure income.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I think our mortgage was like $400 a week.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, so we were paying in extra and still saving and still going away and still buying whatever the fuck we wanted.
Yeah.
So now we've moved to this. It's like, so the deal was, if we didn't move, I was going to buy a new car.
Yep.
So I bought a new car and I bought a better car. And a better car means it's more expensive.
Yeah.
And then literally a month later, we bought a fucking house and it wasn't a cheap house. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now like I'm pretty good. I know every dollar.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So now I have to like just kind of manage.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, the money in this account, you can spend it.
Yeah.
But the money in that this other account, you can't spend it.
Yeah.
I'm like, we have to be very clear on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So every now and then I'm like, we still live like we used to and we can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I have conversations with my wife sometimes and she's just like, I don't know what you want me to do with that. I'm like, nothing. I just need you to understand. That like, this is where we're at right now. This is where we want to be and this is what's currently happening and whether or not that aligns.
Yeah. Those money conversations aren't easy to have.
It's so fucking critical, though. Yeah. Like, it's so
critical. Oh, no, I agree. And, like...
I agree they're hard to have.
You're comfortable talking about money, and so am I.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't.
There's heaps of... And we've had conversations, and it's like, I'm like, this isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I can just feel...
Yeah.
Because we're talking about because we're talking about money.
Yeah.
It's like... We're not taking shots. I'm not doing this. It's like, I'm, you know, so even now I'm like, I am just as equally as bad. I bought a fucking $150 jumper that I shouldn't have bought. And like, I was like, I overdrew on my budget for the week ahead to buy that jumper. Like, I'm like, I'm just as bad.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we need to, it doesn't just come out of thin air.
Yeah.
Like, we have to actually have to think about where
expenses
it's all.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like coming into, you know, tax time. It's like, you don't want to get stung with. I got hit with I think I've said this before, like $25,000. Lucky that I had the money because I'm frugal.
Yeah.
But like, imagine if you didn't know anything about your finances.
Yeah.
And the ATO is just like, you asked 25K.
Yeah.
And you don't have it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah. What's that like? Be like 400, 420 a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucked.
$420 a week to pay that off the next year. Plus next year's tax.
Yeah, and your gym rent and holy shit.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, so you have to have a little bit of an understanding of like where your money's going and what you need to, I think you need to know what you need to save for.
Yeah.
What you need to hold money for.
Yeah.
Because people just think money in, like, I don't know if you've ever had it. I've had people like, I remember when I was doing PT and everyone's like, how many sessions do you do?
Yeah.
And like, whoa, this guy's killing it. You know, you're making like $2,000 a week or whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm like, so...
$600, $800 just to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$300 goes to the gym.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have to pay my own super.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, what is it, 10% at the moment or 11?
Plus GST, plus tax.
Then it's GST, income tax.
Yeah.
Then I have money that I need to spend on my business.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to put, there's percentage of that that needs to be taken away, and then I pay myself.
And they also go, and your sessions are half an hour and you're doing 40 of them, so that's only 20 hours a week, so you only work 20 hours a week.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
$2,000.
It's like, yeah. This guy's killing it, bro. Yeah. And it's like knowing that there needs to be, you know, money for the money for your gym rent, money for your income tax, money for your GST, money for, you know, advertising and, you know, business expenses and those kind of things, I think is super important as well.
I remember maybe 3 years into PT. So for context, I was off the gym floor in 8 weeks and I had 40 sessions within 12. And I sustained that the whole time I was face to face, basically. I remember going into the bank and being like, so there's a car I want that, the purchase price is $10,000 less than the car I currently own and have repayments on. So I would like to sell my car and buy this car.
Mm.
And they were like, you don't make enough money. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I pay for this car every single week and I've never missed a payment. And they're like, I'm sorry, sir, but you don't make enough money.
Yeah.
I was like,
whoever gave you that loan is stupid.
Well, I got that loan while I was employed. Yeah. So
we're not going to give you a new one.
But. Yeah. So there's no common sense about it. It's just like under having your financials in order is it.
I wasn't even on the application for our first home.
Yeah.
Did not even get entertained.
Yeah. It's wild.
And like the guy was like, yeah, it's good. Like, don't declare your income and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, I tried to buy a new car. Like a new car through the business. And it was just like, no.
Yeah.
You don't make any money. And then if I wasn't a legitimate business with financially, we wouldn't have got this new house.
Yeah.
No chance at all.
Yeah.
You know, so it sounds good when you're at a barbecue and like someone's like, oh, you know, it's good to take cash, you know, buy groceries.
Claim that.
You know, buy this and buy that and everything's a fucking tax deduction.
Yeah.
But it's like once you actually need to, you know, take advantage of some of the ways that we, you know, purchase things in life, like business loans and houses and stuff, it's like it's actually much better to organize your finances properly.
Yeah.
And just pay the fucking $10,000 a year in tax that you would probably pay just putting money in a shoebox in your house.
Yeah.
And then being able to take out a loan to buy a house, you know, sooner.
Yeah.
And put money away for your super and, all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting how people talk about, like, how uneducated personal trainers are when they come through. And they mean, like, they can't teach someone to squat.
Yeah.
Which I understand is very important. But we're also in an industry at this point where I feel like the percentage is maybe lower than what it was. But the likelihood that you're an IBO, so you're an independent business owner, operator, which means you're a small business.
Yeah.
Like the lack of small business training that you actually get is fucking crazy.
Well, that's one of the things we said if we were to go back, it's what we would learn faster.
100%.
Small business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
The sooner you learn small business, the better and more successful you'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well as being a good personal trainer.
That's it, But I think, and that's even all small business, like the failure rate's so high because everyone's just good practitioners.
Yeah, they're good at the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, good at the thing.
Yeah, even like tradies and stuff, like you just go become the thing because you're good at it and you're skilled and you're diligent and you work hard and blah, blah, blah. It's like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, and those people you see, like, it could be done more efficiently and it could be scaled.
Yeah.
But because they don't know, they just do the job and it's just hard.
Yeah.
Or harder.
Yeah.
I mean, they still make good money and whatever, but
it's
just done in a way that's not efficient.
Yeah.
You know.
So the last final topic of our six-figure systems checklist promo that has been the last 5 weeks is a hack that I found that I didn't find for ages that I think is going to change the game. for anyone who applies it.
I'm curious.
Because we've had it the whole time. I didn't really think about how important it was. It's having an admin email address.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I think... And I know you've had it. I know every personal trainer's had it. Sunday night, fucking 9:30. Client's still inside their minimum term. Knows they have to give 2 weeks notice. Messages you the day before that they're supposed to come in for a session. Hey, I'm going to finish up personal training. Mm. Let me know what I have to do.
Yep.
It's like, or I didn't come last week. Can you refund me? And I'm canceling.
Yeah.
It's like, no. And that is not the time to respond to that, and it's not the place to respond to that.
Or even like in your session as well.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not it. So make an email that's admin@yourbusinessname.com, cost you like $50 a year, which is $1 a week to have that email address.
Yeah.
And then you just, anytime a suspension, a change in bank details, a holiday, payment dispute, a cancellation, all of it goes to your admin email address.
Yeah.
So then you can sit down and be present and take a few deep breaths. Yeah,
not
and
emotional. Actually
communicate. Thanks for
less
this.
Emotional.
As you're aware, there's a minimum term. I'm happy to take this right now. But before we do that, is there anything I can help with? Yep. What are you unhappy about? The YouTube video comes out probably tomorrow. But I told a story about a client I had that canceled, asked to stop doing personal training. I was like, oh, I'm really surprised. Like, I thought things were going pretty well. What's going on? She's like, oh, I can't train at 5:30 anymore. Yeah. And I was like, do you want to train at 6:30? She's like, oh, yeah, that'd work. Stay for another year.
Yeah, yeah. Someone do that too.
It's like, what? Yeah. So just not asking that question. It's like, how much at $100 a week over 52 weeks, how much does that cost you letting that client go? Mm. It's wild.
Yeah.
So I think that will make a really big difference to the anxiety and stress that people have around communicating about their terms and conditions and money. Mm. And then we said on the podcast, because like we said, you told me you had quotes stored and I haven't heard them yet. A bit sad about it.
I can't just rip them out. They got to be like...
Weave them in.
They got to be like about the topic.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm going to just save them.
So the one I...
Keep your suspense.
One that we have used is know the rules well enough to break them.
Yeah.
So when you have rules in your business... And you get in a situation where it's like, you know what? It's maybe way better for me that this person leaves right now and they don't sit to their minimum term because they're fucking annoying. You can do that.
Yeah.
But obviously, you don't want to have that as the base standard framework of your business.
No.
So, yeah, I think this whole thing, having a budget, having admin set up, having terms and conditions, having online agreements, having everything in place is knowing the rules. Know the rules of engagement, so then when you're in a situation, if you want to, you can break the rules. Mm. So you can do a suspension that you wouldn't normally do. You can do a refund and tell them to get fucked. Like, you can do whatever you need to do when you need to.
Haven't done that one yet.
No, not the
here's
get fucked
money,
part anyway.
Here's your money, get fucked.
Yeah. Now, my favorite one is usually like, I've had a couple of people just like, obviously... trying to create conflict to get out of the agreement.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, look, I've been a personal trainer for 12 years and I've never had this complaint ever before. So I'm pretty comfortable with where my service is. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's as close to fuck off as you can be. It's like, well, enough people have done this that I trust in my ability that it's probably not me in this situation. I'll always be reflective if you want to give suggestions, 100%. But if you're just saying I'm an asshole and no one else has ever said I'm an asshole, it's probably not.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No, I think the money chat's important. Change your concepts around money if you have a problem with it as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's also a good one to do. Like, you have to be comfortable talking about it, thinking about it, organizing it. You can't just like put your head in the sand and hope it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I think the sooner you can come around to being comfortable with that, the more you can take charge of your own financial situation for your business and your own personal expenses. Because, since you just see it time and time again, people just don't want to have that conversation because they're not comfortable about it. And it's just like, it just creates, it's just a problem lurking that you're it's just building, and you're not trying. You're ignoring it because you're scared to address it.
Yeah.
No different to like other things that people are
fearful of.
Doesn't
make the problem go away.
No, it's still there. So you can put your head in the sand as much as you like. At some point, like there's either going to be nothing left, or someone coming for you.
Yeah.
You know, wanting something, or you're just not going to be able to get the things that you want to get.
Yeah, and that's when people leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said in the reel yesterday, like the number one reason people leave the fitness industry is poor financial management.
Yeah.
If you make it out of your first 3 months,
yeah,
I would say 9 out of 10 people after that leave because they don't manage their money well.
Yeah.
Because they get to now and it's hard to get business and they have a few drop off.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, and it's the like, oh, we're going to go for a home loan. I'm not making enough, or it's like the finances aren't set up in a way that's legit.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I've got to go get a real job.
Yeah.
So that the bank knows that I have a stable income and
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, like the people you talked about earlier is like, I'm going to make more in doing this thing that you said I couldn't make any money in than what you do in your job.
Yeah.
It's the reason people think there's no money in it. It's because everyone that falls out blames the job that there's no money.
Yeah.
Rather than, no, it's just the salary isn't fixed and you fucked up.
Yeah. You just didn't know
how you handled that.
Yeah. You didn't approach it the way you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I did for the first 5 years of my career. So I resonate and understand, but at some point you have to turn the corner. Yeah. Don't waste as much time as I did.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate that like I have Steph.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have got the first house.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't have got the first one. Yeah. Like I'll pay for it. Like I had the deposit.
Pay the mortgage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd put the deposit down, but she got the loan.
Yeah.
So it's like I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even... I'd probably just rent a house right now.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. It's like organize it. Speak to someone who knows about money, superannuation, all of that stuff, who actually knows what they're talking about. Don't listen to your mom, your dad, some fucking dude at a barbecue says super's fucking not going to be around when we're like 70 or some shit. Yeah. Like fucking get knowledge on actual financial advice from a professional.
Yeah.
And start taking control of your own situation as soon as you can.
Yep.
Yeah. It's scary. It's fearful. Whatever. Get over it. Get it done.
Link will be in the description, direct to the six-figure systems checklist. Comes with a 5-video training. It'll only be available until the end of this week when this comes out. So Friday it'll come down and that'll be it. Also, just wanted to drop another sneak. There is going to be another link in the description. Jason and I are doing our very first full weekend immersive.
That's it.
On how to become a hybrid coach, so face-to-face and online. I'm not going to give you any other details right now because we'll all be announced in due time. But you can go and pre-register. There'll be early bird options that'll include some VIP tickets.
Pretty good bonuses.
That'll have some very exclusive bonuses. There'll only be 5 of them and you'll need to be registered on the pre-registry straight away. So head to the website. Or head to the link in the description now because it's not even live on the website. It's a secret. Go and find it. Register. And we'll be in touch as soon as the tickets go on sale. But I'm fucking so excited for this.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your week.
Good chat.
See you next time.
See you next time. Bye.